Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to this breaking news bite size. Liverpool, unfortunately, have announced that there will be no fans in the Upper Anny Road stand for the rest of the calendar year, which is wholly disappointing for everybody who has purchased tickets in the Upper Anfield Road stand up until and including, I think, the Newcastle game on the 31st of December. I know Fulham's the penultimate game there. I think it's early December and stuff like that. So it's very, very unfortunate at the moment. Obviously, we know all about the problems that happened with the Buckingham Group, and they're going into inter-administration stuff. Then Rainer Rowan had taken over construction as the new contractor and stuff. So very disappointing. One thing that is I quite like, though, because you've got to make the best out of a bad situation if you are Liverpool Football Club. I would like to throw a little bit of respect over towards Billy Hogan, though, the chief executive officer of Liverpool Football Club, because I think, you know, he's produced a video of a Q&A that he did with one of the Liverpool journalists, Glenn. And it's on the Liverpool website and stuff, and he's answered those questions and he's put a face to it, and I think that's important sometimes. And I think, you know, American sports franchises and all that, sports teams, are very good at being transparent, and obviously Billy Hogan has said that he was going to be as transparent as possible, and I think in this interview he comes across as genuinely upset and disappointed that, you know, it has impacted so many people, obviously the people who have bought tickets, but he also mentioned the people who have kind of lost their livelihoods through Buckingham Group and all that type of stuff, and jobs and all those types of things. So he does come across as genuinely disappointed. I'm sure he is, because, you know, extra money in Liverpool's coffers would be a good thing for us. But I like the fact that Liverpool have put their arms around this and owned it and put their hands up, because clearly it's not gone as well as expected. He runs through the dates of when everything happened and where we're up to, but it doesn't look like at the moment, or sound like I should say, that Liverpool have got a resolution to this issue. It's clearly been delayed until at least 2024 now before we're going to see a full Anfield capacity and that Anny Road upper stand opened in its entirety. And it might even be that we open it in sections, as Rainer Rowan continue to open small parts of the Anfield Road. But it doesn't look like right now that the assessments have been completed on the Anfield Road upper. Once those assessments are completed, I'm sure Liverpool will give us another update. For anybody who's got tickets to any of those games from Everton onwards with tickets in the Anfield Road upper, then you will be keeping the credits. But unfortunately, it doesn't sound like you're going to be getting tickets to those games. Now, where it is really sly is that if people are coming up or travelling into the country for the Everton game, then it's going to be very, very difficult for you guys to get, I don't know, refunds. Can you get refunds with only 9 days to go until the Everton game? Obviously, the people a little bit further away with tickets who are potentially coming into the country and stuff might be able to get something sorted for themselves. But obviously, you can understand the disappointment of Liverpool fans all around the world, from in this city to London to, you know, America, Australia. Obviously, fans coming from every different place now. This is Anfield. I've done a good little article, as they always do, and it was Joanna Durkin this time. Liverpool FC announced no Anfield Road stand increase this year. So, yeah, we were hoping to see 61,000 supporters in attendance against Everton in the Merseyside derby. That is now not going to be the case, unfortunately. Huge home games that could be will be missed with a full capacity. Manchester United, Arsenal and Newcastle. And Billy Hogan said, we're going to have to maintain the status quo for the remainder of the calendar year, essentially meaning capacity at Anfield will remain the same as for the previous home games that we've seen this season. The lower tier of the stand remaining open and the upper tier remaining closed until the end of the calendar year. Now, in his Q&A, I did have something highlighted. And one of the things, and I quote here, that Billy Hogan has said is, I realise this is of little solace, frankly, but those supporters who have purchased these cancelled tickets will not lose their credit for that purchase. Even though I know this is incredibly frustrating, I would ask that supporters not reach out directly to fan services. Our fan services team will be in touch directly. Every supporter's information, contact information, will be in touch with those supporters directly as it relates to each match in the run-up to the end of December. So, yeah, just to reiterate that fans will keep their credit, but doesn't look likely that they're going to be getting any tickets. Obviously, this is massively disappointing for Liverpool. This is massively disappointing for Liverpool fans, as already mentioned. As soon as we have more information on this, we will let you guys know, of course. But that, for this breaking news bite size, is it. I've been Chris Pajak. Thank you very much for listening. Hopefully, anyone who has a ticket is able to source a ticket from somewhere. I'll see you on Bite Size.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.